Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jay Johnstone. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rich Morales. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wilbur Wood. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Wilbur Wood. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ron Theobald. Batting second. The center fielder, Dave May. Batting third. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Billy Conigliaro. Batting fifth. The left fielder, John Briggs. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ellie Rodriguez. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Heise. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rick Auerbach. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Lonborg. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jim Lonborg. And now, play ball. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews strikes out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Theobald reaches second base with a double. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May bunts towards the mound. Wood fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Theobald moves to third. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Theobald scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Brewers. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Hairman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes May. The throw from Rodriguez and he is out, Auerbach applying the tag. Two outs. Ed Hairman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs hits a fly ball into center field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood juggles the ball. That's an error on Wood. Bob Hisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hisa hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Hisa reaches second base with a double. Rodriguez moves to third. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Hermann to Melton. The throw back to home, and Rodriguez is out at the plate. Hisa moves to third. Two outs. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hisa scores. It's 2-0, Brewers. Jim Lonborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lonborg hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Theobald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is called out on strikes. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kelly. The throw from Rodriguez and he is safe. Kelly steals second. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-1 in the game. Andrews strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox 0. The Brewers will come to bat. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Theobald hits a fly ball into center field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. May hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a pop-up towards first. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4. With the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hermann hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. May moves to third. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnstone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox 0. The Brewers will come to bat. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0-for-1 in the game. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-1 in the game. Morales strikes out. One out. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-1 in the game. Wood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-2 in the game. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Hysa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hysa is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hysa hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Auerbach hits a pop-up towards first. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Lonborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lonborg is 0-for-1 in the game. Lonborg hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lonborg for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. Allen strikes out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. May hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. Melton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Theobald hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. May bunts in front of the plate. Hermann fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Theobald moves to second. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Theobald scores. May moves to third. It's 3-0, Brewers. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0-for-2 in the game. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales has May trapped. There's the throw to Hermann and over to Melton, who tags May for the out. Scott moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. one out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 2 in the game. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hermann for the out. One out. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnstone hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Theobald reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 2 in the game. Morales hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Conigliaro. Morales reaches second base with a double. Jim Little pinch hits for Wilbur Wood. Jim Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Steve Keeley now pitching. Ellie Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 2 in the game. Rodriguez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Hisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hisa is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hisa hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Auerbach hits a fly ball into center field. Johnstone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Lonborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lonborg is 0 for 2 in the game. Lonborg strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 3 in the game. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 3 in the game. Allen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Theobald hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Theobald moves to second. Rich Gossage now pitching. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Theobald scores. May moves to third. It's 4 to nothing, Brewers. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hermann for a passed ball. Scott moves to second. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0 for 3 in the game. Conigliaro takes first base on ball 4. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 3 in the game. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Briggs for the out. May scores. Scott moves to third. Conigliaro moves to second. One out. It's 5-0, Brewers. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 3 in the game. Rodriguez is hit by the pitch. Bob Hisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hisa is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hisa strikes out. Two outs. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Auerbach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews misplays the ball. That's an error on Andrews. Scott scores. Conigliaro scores. Rodriguez moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 7-0, Brewers. Jim Lonborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lonborg is 0 for 3 in the game. Lonborg hits a fly ball into center field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. May takes first base on ball 4. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 3 in the game. Melton strikes out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Hermann hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. May moves to second. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnstone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. May scores. Hermann moves to third. It's 7-1, Brewers. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hisa fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.